xin chào.
안녕하세요.
สวัสดีค่ะ
สบายดี你好
你好你
好你好你
好你好你好你
Hey everybody, welcome to Dragon Radio. My name's Tony Reno, I'm your host. This is Dragon Radio 50, and coincidentally, also the last show of 2006. So, it's a special show. It's actually kind of a quirky show. The music that I've chosen for today's show is odd. Let's just say odd, or not odd, that's not fair to the artist, but it's a nice mix. All put together, it's a odd mix. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. We've got music from Hong Kong, Japan, India, and Indonesia. And also, we have a band interview. Eddie from the band Pralay spoke to us last week, and I appreciate the time he took to explain the band and his music. So I'll play that for you a little later in the show. And also, I'd like to thank you all for a great year and wish you the best of holiday seasons. This year, 2006, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas. Whatever you're celebrating, please celebrate it with family or friends and enjoy it. And listen to Dragon Radio while you're drinking eggnog or doing whatever you're doing. Also, happy 2007. I wish you the best of luck in the new year. Let's start the show off now with a DJ, a female DJ. Good to see some female DJs in Hong Kong. This is MC Fat B, and it's her song called Tragic Jupa, which is, Jupa is literally pork chop, but it's also a slang term used in Cantonese to describe a little fat girl or a fat girl. You say, she's Jupa, she's a Jupa, means she's a little chubby, okay, so can be cute. Anyway, MC Fat B and Tragic Pork Chop. On Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk.
Jupa. talk.
Hey, huh? 윤조라.
from Japan, actually Tokyo, Japan. That is Guitar Vader from their CD Dawn, a song called Birdship. Guitar Vader is on the JapanFiles.com website. It's the first song we've used from the website, so I want to thank them for that. Go to the website JapanFiles.com and you can check out more about the band and actually download the whole CD. The band's from Tokyo, started in 1998, and probably best known in the video game world from Dreamcast. They did some music for Jet Set Radio and also on the Xbox Jet Set Radio Future. I don't play many video games, but I probably would play a game with that kind of music on it. So check out the Guitar Vader CD, Dawn. Before that, we heard Hong Kong's MC Fat B and her song, Tragic Pork Chop. Really interesting mix that she had there. I like that. Very quirky, but very likable and easy to digest. We like easy digestion. It's always a good thing. Okay. We've got now a very special interview with Eddie from the band Pralay. Eddie and his brother and another guy formed the band. They're without a drummer at the moment, but you'll hear a little bit more in the interview about that. I spoke to Eddie. He was in Bombay, India through the magic of internet. So let's get to the interview. Now, the band is called Pralay. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Totally got it right.
Okay. So, Pralay, I did a little research on the internet, and I found, is the name translated into English, it means doomsday?
Exactly. It means Armageddon. Well, Tony, I must tell you something about the band. We've been around since the last 14 years, and earlier we were known as Greek. And as musicians, we were not like, I mean, we were just doing our own stuff. And but being in India, because distance or because the mecca of music is obviously US and UK, and there was nothing much happening except for these small gigs that we were playing at different places or clubs or colleges and things like that. So as musicians, we were pretty much not quite happy with that thing. And then there's a couple of friends who suggested that maybe the name Greek is just not right for the band. And I must tell you, Indians are a whole lot of the entire Indian community as such are extremely superstitious, and so we said, okay, let's try changing the name of the band. And we met this friend of mine who is a self-proclaimed baba is basically a spiritual advisor and stuff like that. And he suggested that maybe the name of the band is not right and you should change the name of the band starting with the letter P. So at that point in time, since the music that we were doing is was blending in Indian music with rock sounds, so we said might as well keep a name which is Indian so people can identify that this band is from India. So we just saw the name Pralay, we liked the name, and that's how the name came about. As far as Doomsday is concerned, the actual meaning of Pralay, no, I mean, I think for us it's not about the name so much. So it just came out. It's nothing to do with Armageddon or Doomsday. It's just that we like the name and that's the reason it's there.
Okay, that's a cool reason. What about the makeup of the band? Who's in the band?
Okay, at this point in time, there's three people who are in the band. That's me. I play the bass and sequence stuff. Then Adam, my brother, who's a guitar player, backup singer. And there's another guy called Brian, who's a guitarist and again a sequencer. Besides that, the other musicians like the singer, drummer, and the keyboard player, they've always been in and out. So what we do for live shows, basically hire live musicians every time. So it becomes much easier rather than trying to convince all these musicians, okay, we need to come here for rehearsal, we need to be on time. So if they're gigs, we pay them and they are very much on time. So it works better for the band also.
The band is been around for 14 years?
Exactly. And that's now since you mentioned 14 years, we've been around since the last 14 years. This is the 15th year which is running. And we've just recorded a new album. And since we've been around for the last 14 years, we couldn't think about a better name, you know. So the album, that's the second album, we're calling it 14. And there are 14 songs, but we've added like one extra bonus song. So there's like 15 songs in the album. But the album is called 14.
Okay, it's called 14, but this is only your second CD.
Exactly.
Okay. And I was looking on the internet and listening to some other interviews you did, And I guess you just signed a record deal in the United States, is that correct?
Well, yeah, we signed up with this label called Jet Speed Records, but and they were supposed to release the second CD. But then at this point in time, that deal has been called off because Jet Speed Record as a label was really not pushing or doing anything for the band. I guess maybe mainly because of the distance, because we are in India, and so nothing much was happening out of it. And we hung around, we signed the contract, and we were there with them for 6 months, but they're supposed to release the CD. It didn't really happen, so we offered the contract, but at this point in time we signed with this music label called Tun for Music, which is a South African or European based label. They have a base in South Africa also. It's a European based label, and we signed up for like worldwide digital sales, so hopefully the second CD should be up and on the sales worldwide web soon.
A question I had about the Indian rock scene, and maybe it's different in Bombay, maybe it's different in say Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
How is it being a rock and roll musician in India? How does your family react to being a musician? How do your friends see you as a musician, a professional musician? Is it frowned upon or?
Well, totally. See, not as much at this point of time, but when we started playing for rock band, that was way, way back. It was really bad, especially the family members. They were like totally turned off because our hairs were growing longer and longer, and you know, your torn jeans and stuff like that. So yeah, the family was totally against it because, when you have long hair, torn jeans, and you have that, people associate these guys, rockers, with drugs and stuff like that. But we were never really into drugs and things like that. But it's very easy for people to assume things, and so it was kind of pretty much bad for first on. But at this point in time, my folks and all my friends have got to know that these guys are dead serious about what they're doing, and otherwise we wouldn't hang around for such a long time. So at this point in time, it's pretty much cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've noticed also, I was back in New York not too long ago, and I noticed there is actually a lot of Indian music in the market, or shall I say pop music coming from India, whether it's in film and just in the CD stores. You've been in the business for 14 years. Have you noticed this recently, or is this a recent change in the last couple of years?
Well, definitely the last couple of years, because earlier the market was not as much open as it's right now with the World Wide Web coming in. Earlier there was no opportunity because in India there's not much of a music scene. There's like a very underground kind of music scene, especially in Bombay. At one point in time there were a couple of venues, but these politicians, they've come and they messed it up. They say it's too loud and stuff like that. So at this point in time there's not much of a music scene. So, but anyway, it's growing because of the other opportunities the World Wide Web has got in, like getting in touch with radio stations like yourself, and then there's music labels, online labels, online magazines. So there are these opportunities which have creeped in because of that. There are all these bands which are understanding that the music that they're doing, if they're doing original music, it's for a lot of people. If they just push it onto the net, and you could connect yourself through loads of people who would love to listen to your music. This one of them definitely, the musicians are realizing that. Growing.
So for the music on your new CD, how much of it is sung in English and how much in, I guess it's being sung in Hindi, am I correct?
Exactly. So the entire album is in English, except for the song that you have heard, Kya Yehi Pyar Hai, and there's another song called Savriya. These two songs are in Hindi, the rest is totally in English, all of them are in English.
Have you made this CD for the English audience, or your first CD was also mostly English and some Hindi?
Well, yeah, the first CD was also, again, totally English, except for just one song, which was Hindi. Well, Tony, when you're doing music, you don't really look at, when you're composing songs, you don't really think about it, that whether you're writing a song for the English audience or the Hindi audience. I mean, the music just comes up, and if it works well, that's how it's on the CD that we types.
Okay, so we're going to hear a track from your new CD. It's called Pralay 14. I guess people can get it on your website or maybe soon on .com or something like that. I'm going to try to pronounce it now. Kya Yehi Pyar Hai. Is that close?
Yeah, you almost got it. You almost that was very, very close. That was a good try. It's Kya Yehi Pyar Hai.
And what's the meaning? Translated into English, what's the meaning of the song?
And the song is about this guy who's had an affair, and it's got a little bit messy where the girl is gone, and gone another way. So the guy is just questioning that, what is love all about? Is this love, you know? So that's the song we're all about.
Okay, great. Well, this is Pralay. Thanks, Eddie.
And thanks a lot for having us on your radio station. It was fabulous speaking to you.
हमने क्या किया दिल लेके दर्द दिल हमने जो पी लिए कतरे थे खून के आंसू में बह गए
First band from Bombay, India. That was Pralay. Their CD, Pralay 14. And I'm going to try to pronounce this name one more time. Kya Yahi Pyar Hai. Okay. I know it wasn't perfect, but check out the band, pralay.org. www.pralay.org. And they're also going to be touring in the States later, so you might get a chance actually to see them somewhere in the U.S. Not sure about Europe, okay? So thanks to Eddie for doing that interview for us. I really appreciate it, and I wish him and the band the best of luck. Okay, well, it's the end of the show. We're going to end the show with a song that I heard actually on the internet. Daily, I listen and get my feed from America from KCRW. KCRW is a radio station in Santa Monica, somewhere in California. And I get my NPR from them. But also, they have great music shows. All the DJs on KCRW pick their own music. And I was surprised to listen to KCRW the other day, and I heard non-English music, actually an Asian band. And it turned out to be this Indonesian band called White Shoes and the Couples Company. Very interesting song. I went to the website and I found out they had a few more downloads other than the song that was played on KCRW. I like to be a little bit different, so I figured if you've heard that song, you want to hear this new one. This song we're going to play is called Bear Sendar, and it's from their CD, White Shoes and the Couples Company. Also, I think this song was on a movie soundtrack in Indonesia. The band is from Jakarta, and this release was in 2005, and it's their only CD to date. So, once again, have a happy holiday, happy new year. Send me emails, info@dragonradio.hk. Check out the website. Don't forget to vote. And please, please, please don't forget to buy some nice CDs from all these great artists. And hey, that'd make a great gift, wouldn't it? I think so. Okay, well, let's get to the band, White Shoes and the Couples Company, and their song, Bear Sendar, right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. Have a good holiday, everybody.
Berharap seribu kasih.